Okay, hi, this is Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Do you know how to get here?
No, Paul was saying you were going to go over to the copper pots and bang them together because I want to make sure they're real copper.
Oh, they're real copper.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why he was saying you were going to go over there and bang them together.
You want to do that?
Yeah, yeah. If you could just bang them together over the phone and I'll just hear if they're real or not.
Oh, over the phone?
Yeah, I want to make sure it's not synthetic copper.
Okay, they're hanging, so let me see if I can reach them. How can I? Maybe I can get the step stool.
Yeah, don't fall.
I'm kind of short, so let me get the step
stool.
And they're also extremely heavy.
Oh.
They're very heavy for pans. Well, pans these days.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not from Walmart.
Well, that's a good sign. It's probably real copper. It's not synthetic copper.
Oh, yeah, they're really heavy. The big skillet, I would have trouble actually pouring anything out of it because, you know, like pouring grease off or something because
you're weak.
It's so heavy.
You're weak.
Let me see. Let me get the stool here.
You're a weak woman.
Huh?
Yeah, sounds heavy.
Let's see.
Yeah, can you really bang them together? Like, really just bang, bang, bang.
Okay, well, let me take them down. I'll take them down.
Okay.
Let me see.
Like two of the copper ones.
Does that do it?
Well, you didn't really bang them together. You got to really bang, like you're playing the cymbals and like sing a song.
I did that.
No, that was like really weak.
Damn. They sound like a bell.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Not. Whoa. Can we sing songs while you do it? Like sing.
I beg your pardon?
Like, do you know Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? Like sing that and like bang the pans to the beat of the music.
I can't sing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'll sing with you. We'll sing together.
I can't sing.
We'll sing together. It'll be fine.
Joy to the world. Lord has come.
Oh, my God. That was awful.
I told you I can't sing.
God.
I don't sing. Neither does my son. Anyway,
can we try again?
They're sick. They're sick. You know, they're sick.
Okay.
But you can't hear them? Let me put the phone up by them.
Yeah, it sounds real.
You hear that?
Yeah. So can we just... I've got a device hooked up to the phone. I'm measuring the frequency that the bangs make to make sure it's real copper. Can you just do like...
Well, it is real copper. It's been tinned. We've had it re-tinned.
Can you do one grand finale? Just like bang them as hard as you can. Just...
No, I am not going to dent these things. I'm not going to ruin them. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to destroy these by banging them together.
No, I don't want you to destroy it. Can you...
You want me to hit them as hard as I can? That will not be good for the pans. They're perfectly solid, but I mean, banging them together, that's inappropriate.
Okay, instead, like, just hold one by the handle and throw it as hard as you can across the room.
Throw it? Uh-uh. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to damage the house either.
Throw it on the ground.
What is it you want to know, for Pete's sake?
Throw it on the ground, just really, really hard.
No, I'm not going to do that to our wood floors. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that?
Well, you guys are moving. Who cares about the fucking floors?
I don't look. Who cares about the fucking floors? Well, me, the new owners, that care about the fucking floors.
Well,
they're wood floors. You want me to drop this on the floor?
No, throw it at the floor.
How's that?
Do it again.
But the floor is a dent.
Do it again.
By the way. Did you hear it?
Yes, but do it again. I wasn't recording.
Ouch. Look, I can... swear on 10,000 Bibles to you that these are real copper. We've had them re-tinned at least once, if not twice.
Oh.
So you don't re-tin non-real copper pans, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you don't re-tin non-copper pans. That'd be stupid.
And these have been re-tinned. They are somewhat dusty, I see, but they're fine. God, I don't...
can you sing Joy to the World while you throw pans at the floor?
No, I cannot.
Please?
I'm not going to throw pans at the floor. Our floors dent, and they aren't replaceable. They're wood floors. We've sold them, and we have a contract to maintain the house as it was purchased. Sing joy to the world, the Lord has come. Okay, did that help in any way? It's not helping me.
Can you use
the handles are made out of brass, I guess. The handles are very heavy.
Yeah, do symbols again, but use the phone as one of the symbols.
What?
Use your phone as one of the symbols. You know, bang
symbols?
The
what do you mean by a symbol?
Bang the
phone. Throw the phone to the floor?
No. Yes.
What?
Yes, please.
I'm not going to throw the phone at the floor. It falls apart. I've done this before. It falls apart.
No, I was saying, can you, play cymbals again, but instead of using a pan as one of the cymbals?
Oh, cymbals? You mean putting the pans together?
Yeah, but instead of two pans together, use one pan and the phone and bang those together.
Like that?
Yes, but again. Why are you doing all this?
What?
It's the Snowplow Show. Broadcasting from Cacti Radio. We'll make you lick butter. We'll insult your mother.
Thank you for that intro, Jeff B. That was emailed to me a while back. That's a good one. I like it. We need to do an awards episode for all the music that's sent into the show. Maybe have you guys vote on the best one for the year. What a great idea that I'll probably never follow through on. Hey, everyone. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. This is episode 564. It's June 23rd, 2019, and this episode is brought to you by Plaz, another prank call show, Jim Dusky, Mike H., and the stunning Kruger effect. Those are five of the many people who got to hear the hobo-sode that I put out on Friday. It is a pretty good one. We had this lady here yelling at me about bingo.
Who is it?
Maxine, we know you've been to bingo. Don't try to deny it.
Hey, you can kiss my ass because I ain't been to no bingo.
Listen, lady.
And don't call me no more because I'm going to call the police and give them your number.
Listen, lady. You've been caught. We know you were cheating. You were cheating at the bingo. That was pretty great. And then later in the show, this guy yelled at me about me dinging his car.
Thank you. You're the one that fucked with my car and then fucked with it again to make it look like to hide it.
Yeah,
that's not being nice.
It was an accident, though.
That's actually against the law.
It's an accident.
You fucked with my property.
It's an accident.
Not fucking with the other wiper was an accident.
It was a pretty energetic hobo-sode. Everyone should be listening to those on the Patreon and on the phonelosers.org thing. I don't know. You know where to go at this point, right? Oh, yeah. Thanks to the new supporters of the show, like Juan T. and Brian D., Simplex. Holy shit, Simplex is here, everyone. Tiger, Jen S., Zach, Don C., Patrick Y., Logan T., and that's it. Thank you, everybody, for joining up and supporting the show. I really appreciate you all helping me pay off my legal fees caused by prank calling. I have been having a great time on Twitter today, everyone. As most of you know, Mixler's been down for the past week. Nobody's been able to get on and do a Mixler show. And even if they are, nobody's able to get on and listen to the Mixler shows. Mixler is broken, and they won't tell us why, and everybody's pissed. And there's a few people on Mixler who have been just yelling at the Mixler team, kind of like the same way that a housewife will yell at Walmart employees, the one with the I want to speak to the manager haircut. They're just berating them and calling them idiots, and I could have had this fixed in about 3 hours, and it's taken you guys a week. I'm so much smarter than you, and I've just been fucking with those people, and a lot of them are getting pretty pissed off. It's been a lot of fun. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to the part of my Twitter that would let you see all of this craziness that's been happening over the past day or two. It's been kind of fun. I've sure enjoyed it. I've been missing Mixler, though. I haven't been able to listen to Justin go on like 7 times a day. Both Carlito and Dwight were stuck on YouTube this weekend, but I did get to listen to both of them at least. And Mr. Biggs was going to do something this weekend, but that got canceled, thanks to Mixler. Instead of listening to shows, I've had to bother people on Twitter. It's been terrible.
Ugh, I'm so bored. There's nothing to do. Tell me about it.
Hey, I know. Let's crank call people in the past.
Huh?
I just got the Crank Prank Time Phone.
Crank Prank, Crank Prank Time Phone.
New from Zazbro, it's Crank Prank Time Phone.
I just dial a random number on the keypad, enter a date and year on the defibrillator, and...
Wow! Someone from the past is on the line! Hello, is your refrigerator running? Well, then you better go catch it!
Crank Prank, Crank Prank Time Phone.
What?
Hi, it's the year 1973, right? Could I speak with Alcoholic, please?
Crank Prank Time Phone comes with defibrillator, antimatter fusion cone, and 30 Blaine HF Watt triggers. Warning, Crank Prank Time Phone is for entertainment purposes only. Making anything other than crank calls to the past could affect the present and end your existence. Crank Prank Time Phone is not intended for use by autos.
I have this phone number, it's called the Prank Line, where I encourage listeners to set up Craigslist ads or do whatever else to make people call the prank line for whatever reason. And I forget who, somebody asked me about this, I think in Discord, but he set up some sort of an automated process that was posting weird Craigslist ads with my phone number on them. And I thought I'd have a lot more voicemails in here. It says I only have about 20 of them from this month, but I have 148 text messages. Maybe I could get those people to pick up. But the Craigslist ads are for all kinds of things. Like, here's the most recent one from Friday.
Hi, Roy. My name is Alyssa. I'm interested in the American Girl doll with accessories that you have posted on Craigslist. I also emailed you and texted you. If you could call me back for if you still have it. Thank you.
But I think there's a lot of different things, and there's still chickens, too. I'm still getting chicken voicemails. In fact, I have a bunch of chicken voicemails down there that, you know, I've played them already. Maybe they're the ones that wouldn't pick up on my chicken show, but maybe I could give them a try back. But let's start with this American Girl doll, which, of course, is haunted. There's no such thing as a doll that isn't haunted.
Oh.
Whoa, hey, Alyssa?
No, who's this?
Well, hey, settle down, don't yell at me. She called me about an American Girl doll that I was selling.
Oh, hold on.
Jesus fucking Christ. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Alyssa.
Mm.
You called me about
sleeping.
The... You are?
I was,
so
yes,
you're talking
sorry.
In your sleep. Oh, that's okay. It's kind of early to be sleeping.
Well, I have diabetes, and my medication makes me sleepy.
Oh, that's no excuse. Well, anyway, I called, I'm calling about the American Girl...
Excuse me?
You asked about this American Girl doll that I was selling?
Yes.
Yep. Are you still interested?
Yeah.
Did I mention in the ad that it's haunted?
You know what, buddy? Go fuck yourself.
What? What did I do? That seemed uncalled for. Now they're just hanging up on me. Okay. I guess we're done with that one. You'd think she'd be willing to take a little bit of abuse since she emailed me about it and she texted me. She really wanted that doll. There's her text. I should text her back right now. I wrote, "The doll is sad that you don't want it," and did a sad face. Let's see if she responds to that. Okay, next voicemail. Wow. Okay, that was a burp. I'm betting that was just a PLA person.
Hey, Roy. My name's Kyle. Just calling in regards to the I Am Samadhi that you had listed on Craigslist. Wanted to know if they were still available. I appreciate your time. My number is 573.
The what?
Calling in regards to the I Am Samadhi that you had.
I Am Samadhi? I don't understand what he's saying. Let me look at text messages from the same area code. Oh, there are some chickens from that area. Maybe he was giving me the brand name of a chicken. The make and model of a chicken. Jeep wheels, hens. I don't know what he was saying. It's probably something really obvious, and I'm going to feel stupid later when you guys tell me what it is. But I'm just going to call him up.
Hello.
Hey, you called me about chickens. This is Roy.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks.
That's good. Did you want the chickens dead or alive?
Alive.
What about half alive? Damn it, everybody's hanging up on me, and I didn't have anything prepared for that call.
You've reached Kyle. Sorry, can you get the...
And now he won't pick up. I was going to offer him half price for half alive chickens.
Hi, this is Baldo. Can you call me back? My phone number is 585. It is regarding to the chickens you put on Craigslist. Thank you.
I didn't know I was going to have to do a bunch of chicken calls today. This sucks.
You have reached the voicemail box of 7.
Hey, you called me a chicken. You left me a voicemail. This is Roy. Said I was a chicken. Call me back. 508-784-6969. I ain't no chicken. Thanks, bye. There, maybe I'll get some callbacks during this show. But for now, I'm deleting that one.
Hey, Roy, this is Merch again. I've left you two or three messages, but you've never called me back. I'd sure like to know about these chickens. Talk to you later. Thank you. Bye.
All right. I see that he's called several times. He's really...
Yes, Roy, this is Merch again. I'm calling about your chickens.
He's very persistent.
Please leave your message for
and
5.
He's not even picking up.
7, 6.
Hey, Bert, it's Roy. I was calling you back about those chickens again. I keep trying to call back and you just never answer. I'd really like to sell you these chickens. Please give me a call back. 508-784-6969. Thanks, bye. Well, great show so far. Talking to lots of voicemails. This is all there is chickens. I thought I had other types of messages in here. I don't want to do it.
There's a lady that called previously who's interested in your chickens. If you could call me, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, there's Bert. It's Bert calling me. Hello? Hello?
Yes, Roy, this is Bert.
Hey, you,
hello?
Fucking,
you hear me?
Fucking asshole Bert. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, dipshit.
Hello.
Bert?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a communist.
What?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm just, all right. Let's talk chickens then.
Okay.
okay, fuckface.
What you was wanting which ones? The Araucanas, the...
Oh, yeah.
5-month-old one?
A little bit of everything. How much do they cost? Asshole.
My Araucanas,
asshole.
They're going to run probably right around $10 a piece.
Oh, that's not bad.
And,
asshole.
They're 3 and 4 months old.
Awesome. That sounds great, asshole. When could I come by and see them, fuckface? Bert?
Yes.
Wait, when can I come by and see those? Dickface?
I'm not going to talk to somebody who keeps calling me names.
Oh, no, that's just how I talk. That's just how I talk. It's fine. That's just, I'm from the streets.
No, I don't like doing, I'm not going to do business.
Oh, no, I'm a really nice guy. I that's just how I talk. You fucking dickface.
Well,
I'm a Christian.
Goodbye.
No, Bert, come on. Wasn't it XYZ that used to do that all the time? Or maybe that was Carlito or Dwight. I can't remember. But I think it was XYZ. I think he used to curse at people a lot. He'd be like, that's just because of where I'm from. It's no big deal. Maybe that was Carlito. I can't remember. I can't keep all these prank callers straight.
Hey, Roy, this is Craig with Invent Help, the invention company.
Oh,
you contacted... Like I said, I am your local office for InventHelp. I'm the one that can help you. You can reach me at 618.
Okay. He's left me a few messages. They've been emailing me, too.
Yeah, Mr. Gerbel, this is Craig with InventHelp.
Mr. Gerbel.
the invention company you contacted. You contacted InventHelp with an idea or an invention. I assume this is something you'd like to get a patent on and submit your idea to the appropriate company.
Oh, I sure would. I doubt they're going to be open on a Sunday, though, is the only problem.
InventHelp.
Oh, hey, Craig?
Yes.
It's Roy. You left me a message about some invention stuff.
Roy, what's your last name?
Garble.
Let me see here. Pull you up.
G-I-R.
Yeah, my phone call is all forwarded from my work office to my home office.
Oh, I see.
That's why I'm answering, so. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Anyway, you contacted us with an idea or an invention, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, what it is I'm the regional director for your area, your local office. We have 60 offices in the United States. I'm your local one. And I was calling to ask you a few questions and have you in for a meeting with me. This area code's different. Where do you live at?
Oh, I'm in Illinois. I used to live in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. All right, because I saw the five of the different ones. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't talk about your invention over the phone because of confidentiality reasons, okay?
Okay.
All right, your invention, is it something that could be made into a product, like something you can touch and feel?
Yeah. Oh, well, it's nothing I invented personally. I dug these tunnels underneath my apartment complex, and I stumbled upon this.
I can't talk about your invention over the phone, okay?
Well, you asked.
I said, is it something that could be made into a product? Like, yes or no?
Well, I think so. It can be reverse engineered. It's like this ancient computer technology from a lost city.
Okay. Is it something you want to get a patent on and submit your idea to the appropriate companies?
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea.
Is that what you want to do with it?
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea.
Okay, do you have a drawing of your invention?
Well, it's not my invention, really. It's this computer equipment. It's like a whole big terminal thing. And it's powered by crystals and weapons-grade Naquita. It's like a rare Earth element. It's not even an element from Earth. I think they brought it in from another planet through a Stargate. But it's still there's still a whole supply of it down there in the underground bunkers.
Okay.
But this thing can actually control the Earth. Like, you can drive...
Is it something you can touch and feel like someone could manufacture it, or...
Well, I think so, as long as we can reverse engineer the technology. Like, you can get in the seat and you can drive the Earth around like a car. Like, you could just start it up.
Well, we have a data bank with over 9,000 companies. I don't know if we have a company that does that kind of stuff.
Ah, shit. All right.
Yeah, I don't think we got a match there. Maybe a company that maybe makes something kind of similar or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think... this is like forgotten technology. It's from an ancient underground world.
Yeah, we don't have companies to look at that kind of stuff.
Fuck!
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Whatever. Fucking all balls, right. You know? Just balls.
I hear you. Well, maybe you think of some company that might make similar things or use tourists, and maybe they can help you out.
Yeah, or I could just use it myself for world domination. I could just, like, start driving the Earth around the moon or something. That'd freak some people out.
Yeah, it would.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, have a good day, okay?
Okay. Hey, it looks like you're calling from your cell phone. You're on your cell phone, but I called the company, but it's forwarded.
I'm not on my cell phone, man. I never said that. I'm on my house phone.
Okay, sell down. Jesus Christ.
My phone calls are forwarded from my work office.
You have a temper.
When I'm not there.
You have a temper. It sounds like you hit people. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I just wanted to point out that 411.com said it was a cell phone number when he said it was being forwarded from the office. Anyway, yeah, that was really dumb and boring.
Good morning, prick. I'm coming to stuff a cock down your throat.
Whoa. That message is almost a month old, so that must be from right after the chicken show that I did. I don't remember who that would be. Let's call her back, though. She sounds fun. Aw, what? Is her number turned off?
The person you are calling cannot accept calls at this time. We're sorry for any inconvenience this may cause.
Okay, that's weird. Anyway, that's the last of the recent messages in here, the recent voicemail messages. There are about 100 text messages, and they're probably not even going to pick up their phones because I'm calling from a 508 number. Like, here's one. Hi, Roy. I saw your ad for the urns on Craigslist. Can I pick them up tomorrow around noon?
822.
Yeah, here, let me try and change my caller ID to their local area. Maybe that'll help.
87.
Oh, now they're just doing the FU button. They're onto my tricks.
87.
Okay, and I don't see any other messages from that area in all of these 149 text messages. Oh, a bunch of these are from chicken calls. I don't think I even got to the text messages on the original chicken show. So anyway, here's one that says, trailer still for sale. Whoever is placing all these ads, you should say only voice messages, no texts. Because voice messages are more fun to listen to. Not to complain or anything, but, you know, voice messages.
Hello?
Hey, you sent me a text message about my trailer that's for sale?
Sure, hold on.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Roy. I had a trailer for sale. You texted me about that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I came up scammed, likely.
Oh, no.
Is this... I hit up a couple people. Is this Dan? Or is this Roy?
Oh, this is Roy.
Oh, okay. What's up? I'd have to look...
Oh, nothing much. How are you doing today?
Good. Good. I'm driving right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to call you in a little bit just so I can look at the trailer again?
Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem. Hey, you do realize the whole trailer is filled with cement, though, right?
The whole trailer what?
It's filled with cement.
I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
My ex-wife hates me. She filled up the trailer with cement.
Oh, with cement. Gotcha.
Yeah, like the entire thing is filled with cement. So it's just a big block of cement.
Does it not move? Or?
Oh, no, it moves. It looks nice on the outside. It's just filled with cement.
Okay, so I'd have to, like, break the cement?
Yeah, just chisel through it. Everything's still in there. She was just being a bitch about the divorce.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, let me take a look at it, and I'll give you a call back.
Okay, put your wife back on.
For what reason?
I want to flirt with her. Nope, he's having none of that. And that sucks. He said my number is coming up as scam likely. I wonder what's triggering that. Maybe I just picked a bad number? Or maybe it's detecting that I'm spoofing? I don't know. When I call my own cell phone, it doesn't say scam likely. Here's someone that wants to know if there's any chickens left.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm calling about the chickens.
I don't believe we've posted any chickens, sir.
Okay, well, you texted me and said, "Do you have any?" What? What? Who'd that?
Sorry,
what?
That was my son. He was referring to rabbits.
Oh, tell your son.
Did my husband text you about?
Yeah, he said I was a chicken. Just tell your son to shut the fuck up, though, okay? Because since we're talking.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, tell your son to shut the fuck up. Be like, honey, we're talking. Adults talking here. Shut the fuck up. You got to show him who's boss at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
So was he looking for chickens? I have quite a few here.
If my husband may have texted you regarding chickens. Oh. I'm not sure, sir.
Okay. Did he text from your phone?
No, this is his phone. He's not in the room, so I answered his phone.
What are you doing on his phone? Get off his phone. You don't go into another man's phone. What's wrong with you, woman?
You know, I don't know you well enough to know if you're joking or not, but you're being pretty rude.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to be rude. I just wanted to get rid of these chickens. And someone texted me about the chickens. If you guys are pranking
what,
me,
what
like,
sort
I don't
of chickens do you have for sale, sir?
Well, hey, look, it's between men... So just go get your husband. Go fetch him. God damn it.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. You text messaged me about chicken?
Yeah, sure did.
I ain't no fucking chicken. motherfucker. I am not a chicken. I am not a pussy. I don't appreciate you calling me and texting me and saying I'm a chicken.
What? And well, you've evidently got the wrong number about something, because that's not what I done.
Well, now you're laughing at me. You know,
No, I'm laughing at the situation.
So now you're calling me a situation. Look, motherfucker, I ain't no chicken.
Look, stupid son of a bitch. If you want your goddamned ass whipped all over the fucking county, you get your goddamned ass up here to federal and it'll get whipped. I'm tired of you, sniveling little son of a bitch.
Oh, meet me at the Walmart, motherfucker.
Now you got something to be pissed about, you cock-sucking liver-lip motherfucker. Oh, you couldn't be a motherfucker because you ain't got a goddamn cock, you fucking cunt.
No, I have several for sale.
You are a fucking cunt.
I am not.
If I could think of a bigger derogatory word to call you, I would call it, you fucking cunt.
I'd whip your ass
but
all over the place.
Hey, let's give it a whirl, big boy.
Oh, let's do it. Come to
let's
my
give
house.
Give it a whirl.
Come over right now, motherfucker.
Now you want me to come to your house? You come kiss my fucking ass.
I ain't into gay shit. Oh. Wow. He said I was liver lips or something like that. I've never been called liver lips. I'm going to have to get out my notebook full of things I've been insulted with. Oh, it looks like I have two pages. I have ways I've been threatened and ways I've been insulted. Here, let me go back on the recording and write down what he said. Okay, I'm back. I just wrote down on June 23rd, 2019, a man wanting to buy chickens called me a sniveling little son of a bitch and a cock-sucking liver-lipped motherfucker. But then went on to clarify that I couldn't be a motherfucker because I ain't got a goddamn cock. And I left out all the parts where he called me a cunt because that part was just hurtful. I'm going to leave that out. I want to forget that part happened. Holy crap, though. I need to call up more people and just say, I ain't no chicken. That seems to work out really well. Let's move on to something else that's not chicken-related, like here's a thing about Jeep wheels for sale.
Hello?
Hey, you sent me a text. You said you're interested in those Jeep wheels. Jeep wheels.
Nah, they're not even installed.
What?
What's up?
Yeah, I already told you what's up. I'm responding to your text. What the hell?
What's good, bro?
Hey, Dickface. I'm calling you back about those Jeep...
I said what's up, and then you said you already told me what's up, so why are you coming with that attitude, nigga?
Well, no, I told you what's up before.
I don't want your wheels. Good luck with your sales. Thanks, bro.
Hey, listen. I don't want to sell him my Jeep wheels anyway with that attitude. Here's a text that says, hi, I saw your posts for the AG doll. Is it still available? And thanks to that call earlier, I know that that means American Girl doll. I don't even know what that is. I'm going to Google it real quick. Holy shit, these things are expensive. $150 for dolls? They're just dolls of girls. But only American girls, because screw all those other countries.
Hello, please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
It's Roy. I'm calling about the American Girl doll thing that you wanted. Hopefully this isn't the lady I already talked to.
Hi, please leave a message and I'll return your call.
And she's not picking up. All right, here's another one for martial arts equipment.
Hello?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug. You sent me a text about martial arts equipment?
Yes.
Were you still
I was just curious what you had available.
Pretty much anything you could ask for. I run my own dojo, so I'm always upgrading my equipment.
So okay.
What kind of thing would you like?
Do you have any photos of what you have available? Or
yeah, I could text some to you, I guess. The thing is, I'm not selling them for money.
Okay.
We're gonna fight for them.
Interesting.
Yep. You think you can take me on?
I'm not taking on a challenge.
Well, that's the only way you're going to get my martial arts equipment. We're going to fight.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to hold back just because you're a woman.
I'm going to have to pass.
I'll roundhouse kick you to the face just like I would a man. But it's fuck. I don't even know the names of martial art equipment, other than to say I have a bunch of nunchucks. I should have said I had a bunch of Chinese throwing stars guaranteed to go all the way into their skull. And it looks like that's the only call I have about martial arts equipment. There are so many chicken calls, and I'm tired of doing chicken calls. And really, I should just end the show right about now, because that last guy I talked to that called me a liver-lipped motherfucker, how am I going to top that? The show's over. I'm seeing a lot of messages here for things from scammers, because they always ask you to email them at a different Gmail address, and they always make it really obvious. They're probably going to accidentally send me $1,000 for it with a fake check. I'm on to their tricks.
The TextNow subscriber you are trying to reach is not available.
Here's a scammer for the Copper Eagle I'm selling. He wants to know if I accept bank-certified check for payment, and I will be responsible for pickup after you have received payment. Get back to me ASAP. And it's from Dave in all capital letters. Seems legit. And he doesn't seem to be picking up. It's probably the middle of the night in his country. Man, that was the very last thing that's not chickens. And I am so done with chickens. So I think the show is actually over now. I don't know. Let me try one more chicken call and then we'll be finished.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. You sent me a text message saying chicken?
I actually ended up finding some already.
Oh, what are you texting me for calling me a chicken? I ain't no fucking chicken, motherfucker.
What are you talking about, dude?
You're sending me texts and saying I'm a chicken? I ain't no chicken.
No, I sent you a text message asking you if you had any chicken.
Oh, I don't think so. That's not what it looked like to me. You're trying to goad me into a fight or something. I don't want to fight you, but I could if I wanted to. Oh, he's going to hang up on me. It's like he's the chicken.
Hello?
Oh, you're going to hang up on me. I think you're the chicken, aren't you? There he goes again. I think I can give up on that one. That's never going to work as well again as it did with that one guy. And I can't get anyone else to answer, so I think the show is officially over. I've been trying to call a bunch of chicken numbers, and even the chicken numbers aren't answering. So that means it's time for voicemails. Yay!
Hey, it's Wasted Memory.
Hey, Wasted Memory.
I was just driving to Arby's for my lunch today, and I was just thinking, boy, I haven't heard Brad call an Arby's in a little while.
It's true.
I had that lady fucking damn near tap dancing for me last, Tuesday or whatever. So come on, what are you doing?
I remember that. That was funny.
Call some Arby's. Make them sing me a song.
Okay.
She was coming for me. So, then nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. I'll have it uploaded Friday. Bye!
Yeah, Wasted Memory was getting this lady to do an insane amount of things on the phone. Like, she didn't want to, but she just kept doing everything. Kind of like that lady with the copper pots, doing whatever I said. It was weird. And I think Wasted Memory is another person I haven't been able to listen to this week, thanks to the Mixler outage.
I'm calling from the United States of America, and I just wanted to let you know that you are a national treasure. I'm sorry, excuse me, a national treasure, Bradley Carter. I hope that you are very successful, and I hope everything starts going better for you. Have a good day.
Better? What do you mean better? Everything's great. Everything's perfect.
Hey, Roy. Quick little thing. This is Deep in the Heart, Texas again.
Hello.
Just really quick, I had an idea how you can combine two of your prank call things together.
Oh, an idea.
The yard sales and the flushing. I think you've done it a couple times, but I would love to hear more of it, where you call the yard sale and you say, hey, I flushed the stuff I bought or the stuff at your garage sale down your toilet for my channel, but it's not going down. It probably won't last that long, and it'll get really upset, but I think it'd be very funny, and it'll be funny to hear him clamor. Bonus points if you can get that, if you can get the copper pan girl or copper pan lady to do it. And tell her to bring the copper pans in to flush that down. Anyways, bye.
She'd probably do it. That lady would do anything. How about if I call him from the yard sale and I say I'm in their bathroom and I keep flushing the toilet and it's going all over the floor?
Roy, it's Lardlord from Oregon.
Okay.
I'm a listener of you and a listener of another prank call show, but here's the problem. My girlfriend thinks...
Which one?
King Richard is you with a voice changer. Please help me clear this up.
That's crazy.
please and thank you.
That's crazy. I don't sound anything like King Richard.
Jerry from Another Prank Call Show, which you can support at patreon.com/anotherprankcallshow. Anyway, next voicemail.
Here, Brad, JD. I just listened to the last show. That was crazy when I mentioned Rupert, and then the very next phone call, he mentioned me. We did not plan that,
yeah,
I
right.
swear. So,
well, I swear I did not play those in that order, knowing what they were going to say. I do not listen to voicemails ahead of time. You're trying to convince everyone that I did that
somehow. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to do it with that chick whose brain starts melting. And there's also a couple of responses, I think, on that show, or maybe the one before that, where somebody cursed you out at the end of the call, and it was friggin' hilarious. So I'm probably going to grab that, too, and screw around with that. It's probably going to be a while, because my next couple weeks are really insane. But challenge accepted, Ruprecht. I'm going to definitely do that. And it'll be a little surprise at some point this summer. So, all right. See you guys soon. Keep up the great work.
I can't wait.
You, Cactus.
Roy, I finally became a partner.
A partner?
From the state of Florida. How you doing?
Hey.
All right. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay. Thanks for becoming a partner. I appreciate it.
Hey, Brad. This is your penis calling. I had an idea for you. I was thinking you could call a mall or maybe a big store like a Super Target, or I know you have Fred Meyer out there.
Yeah.
But call customer service and tell them that you're blind and that you're lost in the store, and maybe play sound effects of you knocking shit over.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And just have them try to find you. And I just think that might be pretty funny. And if they eventually figure out that you're not in the store, you could tell them, oh, well, shit, I called the wrong store.
Yeah.
Anyway, take it easy.
I like that idea. Hopefully I remember to do that one.
Hi, RBCP. I'm just on my way, driving to Home Depot to get a square.
Hello.
I'm working on some stuff. But, you know, I wondered if you got to at least watch the videos for the Telefreak Challenge at DEF CON this year. It's pretty interesting stuff. All the videos are posted online. They have, like, a walkthrough now.
Did
really
not.
Really cool. You should watch it.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you.
I'm going to watch it. Maybe you should just email me and send me the link. I got to search Telefreak walkthrough challenge thing. Nothing on YouTube about it. I thought I found it, but then it's from 2017, so I give up. Quick, somebody find the Telefreak challenge for me for this
year. What's up? I'm hanging out with Riley in Vegas. I'm dressed as Santa Claus.
What's up, Brad?
Neat.
It's Lux.
Hey,
you
Lux.
You know my name?
I'm Pipe Bomb Plumber.
Hell yeah, it's Lux and Pipe Bomb Plumber. NSA, don't quote me on that. We're hanging out in Vegas.
That's
which
crazy.
Is a good place to hang out with someone named Pipe Bomb Plumber.
Yeah, what could
great
go wrong?
Idea. The Road Rage Las Vegas is tonight. We'll be hanging out with Not For Human Consumption and the other cool kids who showed up to do lots of weed drugs and drinks with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care how long my voicemails are.
Yeah.
You should.
Bye, Brad.
Right. Bye.
Bye, Lux.
Should have been here. Loser.
Riley Lux, whatever. Riley is at a Road Rage show this weekend, which is something that the Dick Show does all over the country. They did one in Portland, I think, last year, and I missed it because I suck, and they'll probably never come to Portland again, god damn it. But at least I'll get to hear it on their podcast feed. Everyone should be listening to the Dick Show, by the way. TheDickShow.com. I never miss an episode.
Hi, Brad. It's Dal. I haven't called in forever.
Okay.
I just got the mail that you sent me, and oh my god, it's amazing. So I already put them on my car and everything. Thank you so much.
Those don't go on a car.
Much. I love you.
Did I send you the wrong package? That's disgusting. What's wrong with you? You're going to get arrested.
Hey, Brad. It's Micro Corgi from St. Louis.
Hey, Micro Corgi.
And I just had a little thought for you to avoid potential legal problems. I guess you're not actually doing the thing, so they can't really get you.
Okay.
But just referencing your most recent show, 562... where you said you're filming YouTube videos in public bathrooms, I'd be careful with that one, because I know in a bunch of places, probably all over the country, it's actually illegal to record or film in a public restroom.
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful with that, because you might get the cops called,
oh, no.
And they might try to get you for something.
I don't want that.
Be safe out there.
But I think I was, wasn't I just saying that we had cameras in the bathroom watching you? Or something. I can't remember what the prank was, actually.
Hey, we don't need you being a felon even longer.
Yeah.
You gotta get back to your Four Locos eventually.
We don't want
that. All right, have a good one, Brad.
I can have Four Locos. I'm allowed to drink. I just wasn't allowed to drink while I was in my drug and alcohol abuse class that they made me take for some reason. So I'm allowed to drink, just, you know, nothing else. That's the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Plaz, Another Prank Call Show, Jim Dusky, Mike Hunt, and the Stunning Kruger Effect. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. It's only $5 a month to get the extra show every single week. Last week there was 2 extra shows, but that's only because there was 0 the previous week. It averages out to a show a week, okay? But probably more than that.
You have no right to do what you're doing. You're totally out of line. I have never heard of anybody doing what you have done. This property is not yours, and you do not cut up a floor of a piece of property that is not yours.
It all started out innocently enough. My mobile home didn't have nearly enough square footage. The closets were full, the whole place was a mess. Till I got a great idea for more space. It was genius, cut a hole in the carpet. Then I broke into the floor, an average-sized opening with a large trap door. I started shoveling dirt for 6 days and nights till I had a trailer-sized hole with an 8-foot height. I finished all of the walls and the ceiling and the floor. I turned half into a man cave and half into storage with a bar and a piano and video games. In the middle, there's a pool table. It's so insane, and it would have been fine if I just stopped there. Wired up the lights and ductwork to condition the air. But once I was done, I knew I just wasn't through. So I built a new staircase down to sub-level 2. Later, I'm 5 levels deep, a massive trailer-shaped hole, and it's all just for me. I've got a fully stocked library on sub-level 4, with mahogany bookshelves and a copper penny floor. On the level under that, I found dinosaur bones. I sent pictures to a paleontologist from my phone. He said, it's a major find, please call the press. But then my landlord would get involved, and that'd be a mess. So I'm keeping this quiet as I continue to dig, blasting straight through the rocks with my custom-made rig, hauling tons of earth up all these stairs. When the big one hits, I'll be the only one prepared. I'm so obsessed with digging all night and day that I barely have time to use my new arcade. But that's okay, I'm nearly finished this time. Once I finish up the swimming pool on sub-level 5...
That you dug out under your home to build an additional room. That's actually not your property, that's our property. So you weren't permitted to dig under your home. I'm gonna ask you to cease any digging, and we're gonna be coming out here shortly. Your home is yours, the property it sits on is ours. So you've now dug into our property.
Okay, shit's getting real, you won't believe what I found. Once I reached about 100 feet underground, a giant cavernous room about as big as our city. Abandoned long ago by a race of giant beings, there's some oversized stairs leading further down. With cone head skeletons scattered all around, they've got intricate carvings on every surface. And it looks like the robots are all still in service. The technology is more advanced than our own, with weird-ass computers all embedded into stone, displaying hieroglyphics all over the walls. Powered by crystals and weapons-grade Naquadah, you'd think I'd be happy with all of this space, finding dinosaur bones and an ancient race. I promised myself I'd stop at sub-level 10, but like Emma and Louise, I'm gonna just keep going.
I don't know what you found, but you're still digging onto property that is not yours. The owner is definitely going to want to see how much you dug into our property. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I mean, it wasn't your property to start digging on. You have to have permittance to do any of that kind of work. How much square footage under the home have you dug? You've dug the same size of your, the same square footage as your home. You've dug in the same width 4 to 5 times.
Hear it, it'll go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And this is a fact.